们可以在这个时候提出来，大家一起来查考。
And if you have any questions, feel free to raise them up so we can discuss.
有关我们的基本信仰。
Regarding our basic belief.
因为目前我们没有收到任何的问题。
And so far, I have not received any questions from anyone.
所以表示我们都很明白，很相信。
So obviously, we all believe and we understand.
哎，是 Terry。马太福音第十八章。
Her question is recorded in Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十八章的第十五节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15.
所以他有两个前提，是说他犯罪，然后第二个前提是他 against you 是得罪你嘛。
And she's asking.
可是中文是只有说，倘若你的弟兄得罪你。
对。
那我因为我常常听到你或者是在教会听到人家在处理教会里面的事，都会常常引用这一段。哦，那我今天是刚好刚刚传道讲到提到这个，我就有。疑问就是说，那英文是说那个 brother sins against you， 所以今天他如果是就是前提就是他是犯罪，然后是得罪你。那他如果他犯的罪，他没有得罪我，那下面这些就不我就不能做。我是假设，如果是我
，OK， her question is in verse 15. Moreover, your brother sins against you.She is asking that, she's saying that the English here says that it has two aspects. One is this brother has sinned. And the second aspect is this brother is against you. So her question is, if this brother only sins but not against you, what do you do?
或者是说他是得罪我，但是他没有犯罪，因为我们都是用中文来引用这一段经节嘛。
Or if we reverse this and said this brother did not sin, but this brother is only against me, so what do we do?
对，我的问题就是这个。
那这里我们第十五节这里中文跟英文其实是来自两个不同的抄本。
And the Chinese version comes from two different copies of Bible, different versions.
就是从不同的那个抄本的 script， 他们那个抄本叫做他们。
Different copies.
Copies. 以前
two different copies.
以前圣经不是用印的啊，说今天这一版印都一样啊。以前是用抄的啊。
And in the past, the Bible was not printed; it was handwritten.
哦，有些人他皮卷已经旧了，要把它换新，没有印，没办法印啊，就是要有人从头到尾把它抄下来啊。
Some of the scrolls were old, so they need somebody to handwrite them again.
有时候抄哈。会抄漏了，或者抄笔误啊。
So when you do this, sometimes you may miss a word or two here and there.
那这个经文本身哦，经过很多种不同的，你在抄别人，你在抄啊。
But after different versions or different copies.
哦，所以在我们现在，因为我们现在已经没有办法去找到原始的、最原始的那个原版的圣那个，比如说马太福音最原版的那个是什么？
And since today we can no longer go and find the very first copy of the book of Matthew.
哦啊，所以这个中文圣经是说，你的弟兄得罪。
The Chinese Bible says your brothers
得罪你
sins against you.
那其实有不同的版本是你看到你的弟兄犯罪。
In another copy it says that if you see your brother sin.
如果我们现在从教会的观点去看他
，from the perspective of the Bible，
我们 the church. 我们现在我们都是教会主耶稣基督身体里面的肢体啊。
And we are all branches in the tree of Jesus Christ.
所以这个肢体这个身体如果有一个肢体犯罪了哈。
And if the branch has sinned.
那 它这个会影响到其他的肢体嘛？
Then it will affect other branches.
就好像你今天如果少了一个手指头，
For example, if you lose a finger,
或者是你的手指头现在中毒有病菌感染，
or if your finger is infected,
那如果你不要处理啊，
if you do nothing about it,
那这个病毒这个细菌可能哪一天就跑到你的脑部里面去了、啊。
And sometimes this virus will go into your brain.
所以如果是从这个身体的概念去看，今天这个弟兄姐妹如果犯罪了，这些事情跟我是有关系的。
And from the perspective of seeing us as one body, when one sin, it has everything to do with us.
跟每一个弟兄姐妹都有关系啊。
It has everything to do with all the brothers.
所以我们在教会里面不能够说，我今天犯罪，我今天做什么事是我们家的事，你不要去管我。
So when you sin against, when you sin, you cannot say this is my business, not yours.
我们已经没有这个权利讲这种话了。
We do not have the authority to say this.
因为讲这种话的人，他说不了解教会真正的意思。
Because if you say this, then you no longer understand.
我们今天在教会里面，每一个行动，可能都会影响其他的弟兄姐妹。
And every action that we do will affect other church brothers and sisters.
所以，比如说今天如果不要用犯罪，是 against 的，说他得罪了，他什么东西，我们有一个过节。
And let's say a brother is against you, he has done something to go against you.
那有些过节都要处理，就要互相包容，这个要爱心包容。
And we must bear with one another in love.
哦，要用爱心互相。说诚实话，彼此劝勉。
And we must encourage one another in love.
那如果是犯罪呢？那就更需要处理了。
But if this brother sinned, then we have to take care of this.
因为这个罪如果没有处理，最后有可能会变成一种笑。
And if we do not take care of this sin, it will become a yeast.
那一个小小的一个笑，可能最后把让整团就发起来，教会就败坏堕落了。
And a small yeast would affect the whole lump sum. It will affect the church.
哦，所以如果是犯罪的问题。
If it's the matter of sin,
那很明显的，这个罪一定要把它除掉嘛。
Then clearly we have to get rid of this sin.
那所以现在他就指导我们一个原则，就是你要私底下先去指出，让他了解，他承认自己的错误。
And the first thing you do is you have to privately go tell this person and know
that he sinned. 他如果听你，你就得到他了。
If he hears you, then you have gained.
万一他不听。
Him,
那这个罪这个错误一定要有证据，要有证人，所以要凭两三个人的口才能够定的。
And this, The sin must have two or three witnesses.
啊，不能够只是一个人，你认为这样子错，也许我们的眼光有问题啊。
Cannot be one person's opinion.
所以要有其他人一起做见证。
It must have two or three witnesses.
好，如果这两三个人去了，他也不听。
If you go there and talk to them and they do not repent,
那最后就要告诉教会。
Then you go tell the church.
由教会去处理。
Then church will take care of it.
那这个时候教会处理就是要执行教会的权柄。
And when church takes care of it, it is exercising its authority.
那这个就是，其实不管是有犯罪，还是这信徒当中有一些不愉快的事情，其实最后教会都要处理的。
And whether a brother sin or there's any quarrel in the between brothers and sisters, the church have to take care of it.
因为如果没有处理，就会教会整个教会会受亏损的。
Because if church does not take care of it, then the church will be damaged.
其实英文圣经跟中文圣经的翻译。都讲得通，都没问题。
Because the Chinese and the English version are the same.
啊，这样子不知道没有解决特别的问题。
Does that answer your question?
那这有点触犯到人家的隐私
哎。In U.S., we emphasize on privacy. Does this have anything to do with that?
所以这个隐私跟真理比起来，当然真理比较大咯。
So what is more important, privacy or the truth in the Bible? Of course, it's the truth.
所以在教会里面，其实我们如果很强调隐私，就没有办法行真理了。
If you emphasize on privacy in the church, then you cannot preach the truth.
很多人就认为说这是我们家的 business， 为什么你要管呢
？People say this is my business. Why are you worrying about it?
对不起，这不是你家的 business。
This is not your business.
我们现在是同为互为肢体。
We are all branches now.
你家的事跟我有关系的。
What's your business is my business.
但是我们现在，我们说有关系，不是说我们想要去介入。
And of course, we do not try to go and invade your privacy.
而是从这个真理的角度去，我们一定要每一个人都行真理。
From the perspective of the truth, we have to exercise.
因为这个家庭如果出问题，就会影响其他的家庭。
If this family has problem, it will affect other families.
这个道理如果没有通。这个道理如果没有被执行了
if this truth was not exercised,
那可能其他的道理就会跟着会有骨牌效应的
then other truth will be affected.
那这样子这个教会可能就会真的 离开真理越来越远了。
Then this church will depart from the truth.
那当我们没有在执行真理之后，教会里面没有圣洁的时候，会有什么结果
？When there's no truth and holiness in the Bible, what's the result?
我们就体会不到神的同在。
Then we will not experience the presence.
我们整个教会就受亏损了。
Our church will be damaged.
所以今天如果教会不圣洁
，If the church is not holy,
容忍恶人存在
，We allow sinners.
教会里面没有得到圣灵的同工
，There's no work of the Holy.
我们来到这里就没有喜乐。
We have no joy when we come
here. 所以一个家庭犯罪。
So when a family sins,
会让整个教会失去神的恩典的。
It will cause the entire church to lose the blessing.
那怎么可以说这是我们家的事
？How can you say this is my business?
这是每一个大家众人的事情。
It's all our business.
哦，所以我们如果了解这个教会真理，就不会去强调所谓的隐私。
If we understand this, then we will not emphasize on our self-privacy.
要在真理底下，靠着神的帮助，靠着圣灵的引导，把事情解决。
Under the truth, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will solve this problem.
解决了就没问题啊。
After we solve the problem,
有什么过犯，主耶稣基督就用他的宝血给我们覆盖啊。
And Jesus Christ will cover our sin with His blood.
这就是在教会里面的生活。
And this is the life in the church.
好，那。有一个问题说，《使徒行传》第二章四十二节到四十七节说，同住一处，凡物公用。
And in Acts chapter two, verse 42 to 47, we share everything.
那说，那这样子，我们既然是要复兴使徒在教会，我们是不是也要把我们的田产房屋都卖了，然后我们凡物公用呢
？Since we're restoring the church in the apostolic time, do we sell everything we have and share everything?
我们说我们要。复兴使徒时代教会是复兴使徒时代那个时候的信仰纯正的道理。
When we say we restore the church in the apostolic time, we are restoring their truth.
使徒时代耶路撒冷教会他们一开头的这个凡物公用这样一个生活模式啊。
And in the church in Jerusalem, when they share everything,
它只有持续了大概三年左右而已的，三年。
And it only lasted about 3 years.
三年多之后，逼迫来到就。散开了，各自散开了。
After 3 years, persecution came and they scattered.
那这三年为什么神特别允许让他们可以 聚在一起，凡物共用，过这种各种共同的生活呢
？And why did God allow them to have this 3 years of the time they to share everything?
我们从那个使徒教会的发展看出来，神有特殊的目的的。
From the growth of the church at that time, God has His will.
当时候神允许他们大家这样做哈，而且他们也没有会堂，他们是哪里？他们跑到。那个圣殿所罗门的廊下就把它占了呢，他们就把它占据那个地方呢。
They did not have the a place to worship, so they went to the den of Solomon to worship.
那时候哈、哦，神就让这些祭司长啊，这些文士、法利赛人啊，每一个人哈、哦，他们都不敢去跟使徒他们讲话，就是不敢说好说歹，说哎，你们怎么可以这样子？侵占公物，把这些地方占为己有，让你们自己来这边团契，在那边聚会啊。
So the scribes and the leaders, they dare not to go and tell them why are you occupying this space.
没有人敢说一句话。
Nobody dare to say a word.
为什么
？Why?
因为哦，那里有充满神的能力啊。
Because they have the fullness of the power of God.
不小心去讲错一句话，可能就当场死在使徒脚前了。
If you're not careful and said something wrong, then you will die immediately.
所以当时候神特别允许教会有这样一个生活。
So at that time, God specially allowed the church to have that kind of life.
就是要装备这三千个人哦，这五千个人哦，成为将来的种子啊。
To equip these 3,000 people to be the seed of the future.
因为他们就一起生活，然后他们就一起领受使徒的教训啊。
Because they shared the same life, they shared the teaching of the apostles.
所以这三千个人，他们后来分散到各地去的时候，就成为这个福音的种子，他们就开始把。各地方的教会建立起来，成为基础的信徒了。
So after these 3,000 people scattered, they spread the seeds of the gospel, and the church were spread out.
时间到了之后，神就把他们拆了。
After the when the time comes, God scattered them.
就叫他们赶快走吧。
And God told them to leave.
所以后来才会，你看，你生活在一起久了以后，就会出现一些摩擦。
And after you live together for a long time, there will be friction.
这个摩擦从吃东西开始的。
Starting from the matter of food.
所以我们今天在教会里面，你看有时候往往摩擦都是从饮食开始。
And many times there are many conflicts in the church that starts from meat.
有什么话不愉快的话传来传去的，都是从吃开始。
And many of the things, many of the rumors came from having meals.
这个事情要解决。
We have to take care of this problem.
那可是这个事情其实很快就解决，只要有人负责帮忙处理分配饭食就没事了。
And actually, this is a very simple question to solve. If somebody is responsible for
meals, 接下去神的旨意就是要他们分开出去的。
But God's will is for them to scatter.
所以接下来你看，尸体碗就被吃到打死了。
And later on, Stephen was martyred, stoned to death.
那石头打死完之后，信徒就散出去，但是使徒还留着。
After he was stoned to death, the people, the members scattered, but the apostles stayed.
使徒出去的时候，你看使徒行第八章，他们就到撒玛利亚去传福音呢。
And in chapter 8, the apostle went and preached the gospel to Samaria.
听到撒玛利亚有人信主了，那个使徒就派彼得、约翰就出去牧养他们，去帮他们按手，然后就得圣灵了。
So when they heard that there were people that believe in Samaria, Peter sent people to go and preach to them.
使徒通通还是留在耶路撒冷不走。
The apostles stayed in Jerusalem; they did not leave.
等到第十二章
，Only in chapter 12,
那个时候雅各就被杀了。
And at that time, James was murdered.
彼得被抓起来了。
Peter was captured.
哦，这个时候其实神的旨意已经很明显了。
And the will of God is very clear.
即使这个使徒都要分散出去传福音了。
Even the apostles, they have to be scattered.
所以最后就留下那个主耶稣的兄弟雅各镇守在耶路撒冷。
And only the brother of Jesus, James, stayed.
其他像彼得啊，各使徒他们就分散各地去传福音。
And apostles like Peter and other apostles, they scattered to preach.
所以其实神的旨意是要众人分散出去的。
God's will is for people to scatter.
所以我们说复兴使徒时代的教会。
So when we say we restore the church in the apostolic
time. 我们要复兴使徒时代，那个时候那个全备的福音，那个真实的信仰。
And we have to restore the true faith and the truth in that time.
经历使徒时代那种属灵的能力。
To experience the power of the apostolic time.
我们能够活出使徒时代那个爱的这种团契。
And we can live the love that manifested in the apostolic time.
所以不是要我们过共产主义的生活。
And it is not for us to sell everything and share.
这个就是复兴使徒时代是真正的意思。
This is the true meaning of restoring the church in the apostolic time.
好，那第三个问题。
Third question.
这里有说洁净跟不洁净的问题了。
It's regarding clean and unclean.
有些教会坚持不吃不洁净的食物啊。
And some church they emphasize not eating anything that's not clean.
除了使徒行传十五章二十八节、二十九节之外哈。
Other than recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verses 28.
他们也不吃猪肉。
They do not eat pork.
那要怎么样解释主耶稣已经成全了？已经都把这个事情都洁净了。
And how do you explain that God has sanctified all these food?
你看，我们今天在教会里面呢。
Well, if we look at the church today,
真耶稣教会其实是非常的自由。
And in Jewish church, we are all free.
我们真的是在真理里面被释放了。
And we are all released in the truth.
今天只要在市场上能够买来可以吃的。没有违背圣经的，我们基本上都吃了。
Basically, whatever you can buy in the market that's not against the Bible, you can eat.
哦，所以今天我们不吃的就这三件事嘛。
There are only three things that we do not eat.
是什么
？What are they?
祭偶像的物嘛。
Those who are worship to idols.
哦，血嘛。
Blood.
哦，勒死的牲畜啊。
The animal that has been strangled.
所以这三件事，这是圣灵明说的。
And these three things were revealed to us through the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
这个很明显，这个是祭鬼的。
It's very obvious that we do not eat anything that's worshipped to idols.
血是动物的生命，神是把动物的肉赐给我们吃，但生命是属神，所以我们不吃血。
Blood is life, and life belongs to God. So we only eat the meat, not the blood.
那这个勒死的牲畜，因为是血没有放出来。
And those animals that are strangled because their blood was not shed.
所以我们就不吃。
So we do not eat them.
那其他的食物我们都吃的哦。
And other things we do eat.
所以你看，我们今天吃猪肉啊。
So today we eat pork.
那有些地方还吃很多东西的，除了猪肉以外的。
And other than pork, we also eat many other things.
你看，青蛙也吃什么
？We eat frogs.
还有很多很多肉，你就知道什么
other different animals
吃的通都吃进去了。
Basically, we eat everything.
我们就没有，我们现在这里所谓洁净不洁净，就不是在这个物质上面的。
So whether it's clean or unclean, it's not in material sense.
主耶稣旧约时代里面他讲那个洁净跟不洁净的道理在哪里呢
？In the Old Testament, when he talked about clean and unclean,
就是讲要分别为圣，要保持圣洁。
He talked about being sanctified to be sanctified.
哦，因为你看这个不洁净的动物不吃，这基本上是在旧约时代立位记里面特别明说第十一章了。
And in Leviticus chapter 11, it talked about the animals that they do not eat.
他这里所说能够成为洁净动物才能吃，这个洁净当中还有神特别指定可以献祭用的。
And here are the things that are clean, distinguished between clean and unclean, and the clean things that you can offer to God.
在这些洁净动物当中，基本上洁净的就是可以用来献祭的。
Within these clean animals, you can offer them.
献祭就是用这些牲畜了。
And you use the animals to offer
God. 所以你看，就是牛、羊。
You can use cow and a lamb.
然后你看，可以用斑鸠，用鸽子。
You can use pigeons.
大概就这样子了。
And basically, that's it.
哦，那这些能够献祭的动物啊。
And the animals that you can offer.
它都有一个特质。
There are special characteristics.
所以在利未记，他这特别讲到，他这些特质都是属灵的意识里面，今天在我们新约这个圣经里面所要持守的重点。
These characters have special spiritual meaning that we have to keep in the in today.
哦，那所以主耶稣说把它成全了。
And Jesus said he has fulfilled the law, fulfilled it.
就是你看，所以这个使徒行传第十五章那里在讲这个可以吃的，他就。你看，他就把包括什么动物都加包进去，他就没有分说这是哪种动物哪种肉不可以吃，没有了。
In Acts chapter 15, it says that you can eat all kinds of meat. It did not distinguish what's clean and what's unclean.
他抓住的重点只有两项而已。
The main point is there are only two main points.
第一个
，one，
这个食物不能够跟祭偶像有关系的。
This food cannot have any part with idols.
因为祭偶像是祭鬼，我们今天领受主的筵席，不可以再吃鬼的筵席。
Because we have already partaked the spiritual food, we cannot partake idol food.
第二个项目就是跟血有关系而已。
And second category is it has nothing to do with the blood.
血是用来献祭，是属神，是生命。
And blood, it's a life. It belongs to God.
这生命是用来赎罪的。
And life is to redeem sin.
好，所以这个我们没有资格吃。
So we cannot eat this.
这个生命属神。
Life belong to God.
神没有把它赐给我们人当食物。
And God did not give this for us to eat.
所以血我们不吃。
So we do not eat blood.
那这个就是圣经里面他告诉我们的这个道理啊。
This is the truth in the Bible.
所以今天我们看到，你看主耶稣成全的这个意思，其实在使徒所讲的教训里面就已经含瓜了。圣经讲的这个洁净不洁净的这个道理啊，
whether it is clean or unclean,
这个律法本身被耶稣基督的这个福音把它成全起来。
And Jesus has already fulfilled the law.
所以我们说，今天我们这些动物的肉都可以吃。
So today we can eat all kinds of meat.
真的，因为我们知道这个所谓洁净不洁净的真正含义在哪个地方，这个属灵的意思抓住了就成全了。
Because we know the spiritual meaning of what's clean and unclean.
那当然，有些人他有他自己健康的考量因素。
And sometimes some people have a health concern.
他觉得、哦、吃的不舒服，那不要吃啊。
And if you think you eat this, it's not good for your health, then you don't have to eat it.
但是这个是个人的选择。
But this is only personal preference.
但是从真理的角度来看，这个不会违反真理。
But speaking of the truth, this does not violate the truth.
不小心吃到也不会说啊，完蛋了。
So if you accidentally eat this meat, then it's okay.
没有那么严重，也不会生病啊。
It doesn't matter. It won't make you sick.
也不会比较不健康啊。
And it won't make you unhealthy.
但其实如果吃久习惯就好了。
And after you eat it for a while, then it's fine.
所以这个就是所谓的洁净不洁净啊。今天我们教会有些弟兄姐妹，他不吃这个特别食物，如果他了解道理，而不会变成一种笑，这个无所谓。
And some brothers and sisters, they if they don't make themselves,
不会去想要说，我这个一定要这样，这不会没有这样不行，一定要这个东西不能吃。
If they do not go and stress on why they must eat this and why they must not eat that.
哦，那每个人自己的选择，这个无所谓。
Then if it's only a personal preference,
就好像有些人不要吃牛肉啊。
Some people do not like to eat beef.
哦，没有问题啊。
It's okay.
有些人不吃虾子也可以啊。
Some people do not like to eat shrimp. That's fine too.
只要肚子饱，营养够就好了。
As long as you have proper nutrition, then it's fine.
好，所以这个就是有关于律法里面的洁净不洁净的问题的。
And this is the law, the clean and uncleanness in the law.
这是我们所受到的两个问题。
And these are the questions that we have received so far.
不知道弟兄姐妹还有没有其他的问题。
Does anybody have any other questions?
如果没有的话，我们时间已经超过了，我们应该要结束了。是。
Okay, we have one more question.
马
太福音十九章第九节哈。
Yeah. My question is, someone married again, after who divorced before baptism in our church. He married after baptism in through the church. What does the church's opinion of this case? I'd like to know.
So divorce before baptism.
Yeah. Matthew 19:9, Jesus said, whoever divorces his wife except for immorality and marries another woman commits adultery. Uh-huh. Jesus says, if marry again, if some guy marry again after baptism in our church, what does the church's opinion? The divorced someone married again after baptism in our church.
So divorce after or before?
他的意思就是因为before 他问我这个事情，所以我可以翻译。他的意思就是说，有人还没有进来我们教会以前已经 divorce， 后来他进来我们教会，然后跟别人 church member， is that church member？ 我们的 church member 跟结婚了。这个 case 呢，神呢，说，他没有，这Jesus说嘛，你男人divorce 这个太太，那个太太没有奸淫罪的话，他就不要他，然后呢，在那个娶了太太的时候呢，这个是奸淫了，那就是他的意思，就是说这个我们这个情况，这个 case 的话，我们彻底怎么看法？这个其实我们在那个
TRC 这个真理研究里面教会已经有 很清楚的那个结论了。
In truth research committee, they have this question was brought up, and it has a very clear answer already.
所以其实有些事情是要 case， 就是按个案处理的。
And these kind of cases have to go have to be viewed case by case.
那通常我们的原则是说，你今天在受洗以前，那以前不管是离婚或做什么事情。 那个受洗就是一个重新开始，过去就已经过去了，旧的人已经死了。
Our general consensus is that before you come to before baptism, whatever sins you committed is forgiven.
但是受洗完以后就是新的生命了。
And after you receive the baptism, you have your new life.
所以现在新的生命以后，那这现在就要按照真理。以前旧的人不信耶稣，就是随便乱做没关系啊。
After you're baptized, you have to follow the truth. Whatever you have done before this, it doesn't matter anymore.
那所以现在受洗完之后，那现在主耶稣所讲的这个马太福音19章的第9节，就是我们的原则了。
And after baptism, what it says by Jesus Christ in chapter 19, verse 9,
所以,
it's our principle.
你看那个能够离婚的唯一的原因就是淫乱的缘故。
The only time you can have divorce is for sexual immorality.
那如果有人娶那个被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫呢。And
if somebody marries one who is divorced, also commits adultery.
所以这个其实在这个马太福音第19章跟马可福音第10章里面，他都有谈到这样的一个主耶稣讲的话语了。And
in Mark chapter 10, it also talked about the same thing.
那这个通常需要。 去对照圣经，去看这个男方女方他这个结婚的时候很多动机跟产生的影响，这个要按真理去分析它了。And
usually you have to analyze this by the truth, whether the motive of their marriage and their intent.
所以那个受洗完之后要结婚是对象在教会里面，或是不是教会的人，这个又。
And after you receive the baptism, whether you marry someone in the church or outside of church is another consideration.
所以这个就是，但是主耶稣讲的这个原则，我们通常会持守住。
But this is the basic principle that Jesus has taught us, and we will keep it.
好，因为这个可能需要再看那个 TRC 里面所给我们的答案了哈。So
you can go and read the result from Truth Research Committee.
Okay. 那我们这些真理研究所 定的这些结论，我们基本上在网络上都可以看得到的。
And we can view the conclusion of the Truth Research Committee on the internet.
那如果我们有疑问的时候，我们可以再提出来啊，让这些真理研究这些圣职人员再去重新的再去考虑，然后再去看他这个到底应该是怎么解释比较好。
And if you have any further question after viewing the answers, you can bring it up to Truth Research Committee, and the committee will go and discuss about it.
Okay.好，不知道还没有其他的问题。
There are any more questions?
如果没有的话，我们时间已经超过了，我们就结束哈。
And if not, we will conclude the service.
我们感谢神给我们这样一个机会一起来探讨我们的基本信仰。
And we thank God for giving us the opportunity to explore into the basic beliefs.
结束以前，我们一起默祷。
Before we conclude, let's bow our head and pray.